Okay, today's daf is Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph. As we inch closer to Be'ez Hashem tomorrow's Siyum. Anyway, tomorrow we start today Kuf Mem Aleph Beis. Be'ez Hashem, there'll be a shir tonight at Daf Pi'in Shir 9:30. Topic is review of basically the 10th and 11th parak, and it'll be review of the mitzvah of Matnas Kahuna and Shilua and Reishis Hageiz. There'll be another time that we'll be able to have a shiur on Shiloh HaKan, but I don't know if there'll ever be a time in the near future to discuss the other two mitzvahs, that this is the major area in Shas where they are discussed. So we're going to basically review the prakim through the eyes of the Shulchan Aruch. And those of us who are not animal owners also don't have these mitzvahs to fulfill, and therefore you have to go through the Shulchan Aruch, at least for the first time. And then, Be'ez Hashem, there'll be other times to touch on the topics as well. Okay, so that'll be tonight, Be'ez Hashem, 9:30, Reishis Hageiz and Matnas Kahuna, highlighting the ideas that we have already mentioned through the Daf Yomi Shiurim. Okay, so let's start with the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. We are on Kuf Mem Amid Beis. First, we got to finish up yesterday. So the Gemara said that if a bird, Mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan, is if the bird is on top of the eggs. What if the bird is a little bit above, not touching directly? What if it's hovering above the eggs? So how high up does it have to be in order to say, oh, it's not? It's basically shoot away already, so I'm not doing anything. So what is the distance? It's under Rabbanan. Rovet says lo mofefes. The Pasuk says rovet says alafrochim, so it's on them and not flying above them. Yochol afilu knafeh nogos bekan. You might think there's no mitzvah, even if the wings are touching the kan. Tamalama rovet says. So my Talmud, how does that teach me anything? So midiloksiv yosheves. Oh, it doesn't say yosheves, it says rovetzes. So that's meant to teach me that it's close by, but it does not have to be yosheves. It could even be above. Fine. Amrav Yehuda Marav, haisa yosheves. Bein rov de ilon. What about this case? There's a nest. There are two branches above the nest. The bird is on top, is supported by the two branches which are above the nest. So it's not in the air, but it's above the nest. So, al ha'efrochim, al ha'beitzim. So, what do you do in that case? Roim. So you see if, kol she'im tishamit, nofelas aleim chayev l'shaleach. If the branches would be removed, the bird would fall on the eggs or the chicks, then that is a shiluach hakan situation. Meaning, if the bird is directly above its offspring, that would be good enough. But the imlav, if you would remove the branches, it would fall straight down. It would fall, let's say, to the side of the eggs. It wouldn't fall on top of that potter, right? This type of halacha comes up in other contexts as well. For example, we know the halacha smicha, when a part of davening that one has to stand for. So what happens if they are leaning? Let's say when we get an aliyah, we're not supposed to lean. When we do vidui, we're not supposed to be leaning. We're supposed to be standing. So what happens if we're leaning? So it depends. We want to ask right. If we're leaning on something that if the thing would be removed, we'd fall down, that's not called standing. But if not, so then it is called standing, even if we're leaning a little bit. So sometimes halacha looks at, well, remove the item and see what happens. So that's this type of halacha also. Remove the branches, see what happens. So they'd beat on the bird. If the bird would be on its offspring, so then there would be a mitzvah. Okay, period. Meisvei says the Tosefta, Haisa Yosheves Beinehen, Pater Mila Shaleach. If the bird is sitting between them, Pater Mila Shaleach. There's no chiyah. Pashas, what does that mean? You have the eggs on the side and the mother bird sitting in the middle. Al gabei en chayav l'shaleach. But if it's on top of them, then chayav l'shaleach. Haisam, this is all the Tosefta. Haisam ofefes, if it's flying above them, hovering. Afilu knafeh nogos bekan patel mi l'shaleach. Even if its wings are touching the kan, putter from setting. We're going to ask later on, isn't that a source of the Mishnah? We'll get back to that. But first we'll discuss the first part. My lav, what did the first line of the Tosefta say? Between them is putter, on top of them is chayav. So my lav, al gabeyan dum yid debeneyan. Shouldn't we compare the case that the bird's on top of them to the case that the bird's between them? Ma beinehen dinogabahu, just like between them, it's touching them, pashtus. It's between them, but it's touching them, and yet, putter, af al gabeyan dinogabahu. So too, above them is touching. That's the case that there's a chiyuv. Mashmawat, aval rov de ilan putter. But if it would be supported by branches above and not touching, putter. So don't we have a diyuk from the Tosefta against what we just said from Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav? Thank you. Rav Yudah Marav said that if it's Rov De'ilan, if you would remove it, it would be Chayiv. And here we have a deal from the Tosefta. No, it's got to be touching to be Chayiv, but not if it's not touching. The Gemara says, lo, don't compare it in that direction, compare it in the other direction. Al Gabeyam, Dum Yudah Beinehen. Compare it in the following way. Ma Beinehen Delo Noga Alayhu, Af Al Gabeyam Delo Noga Alayhu. Just like Beinehen, it's putter in a case where it's not touching on top of them. So to Al Gabeyan, it's chayiv in a case where it's not touching on top of them. Vahainu rov de'ilan. So the Tosefta doesn't have to be a kasha, but maybe a raya to Rav Yudah Marav. Basically, the saying is it a foolproof raya? No. It's just that, like the Gemara always says, it doesn't have to be a positive raya, it's just not a kasha. But now the Gemara goes one step further and says, no, maybe it is a raya. Hachanami mistavra. It also makes sense to interpret it this following way. The Isal Kadaitach, Rov the Elon Potter. Because if you want to say, in the case of Rov the Elon, the case where the bird is supported above, there's a Ptur in that case. So, Adatani Haisamo Fefes. Why do you say the case of flying above, Afilu Kanafen Nogos Pekan Potter Milo Shaleach? Why does the second line of the Tosefta says, if the bird is flying, even if its wings are touching the Kan Potter, Lisni Rov the Elon, Vakoshkin Mo Fefes. Should say the bigger chiddush that even Rov De'ilan is pater. So it really makes sense, as the Gemara, to assume that that case of Rov De'ilan, if the bird is above, it's going to be chayiv. So Gemara says, no, that's no mistavra. Why? Ma'ofefes is itzrichlei. Maybe there's a bigger chiddush by Ma'ofefes than Rov De'ilan. Why? The afilu kanafeh nogos pekan pater mil shaleach. Even though it's touching your pater, which is a bigger chiddush than Rov De'ilan, which would not be touching. Period. Finishing up. But didn't our Mishnah say otherwise? Our Mishnah said as long as the wings are touching the birds or the chicks, there's a chiyuv. So Amrav Yirmiya, Kiktani Masisa, Binogea Minatzad. The Mishnah, the Brisa, was talking about a case where it was touching from the side. That would not be a chiyuv. Only if it's touching from above is that called al. Take the word al literally. Period. Adkan, version 1 of the Gemara. Again, what do? We have the statement. It all started with the statement of Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda, as we know, who was a Talmud of Rav and of Shmuel. Sometimes Rav Yehuda, the Amora, quotes Rav. Sometimes he quotes Shmuel. Here he quotes Rav. And he said, if the bird is in the branches above the nest, as long as he's directly above, so that if the branches are removed, he would fall straight down on the eggs or on the chicks, that would be a mitzvah. That was his shita. And then we brought the Tosefta. Kasha, Raya, strong Raya, knock out the strong Raya, against the Mishnah, not against the Mishnah. Fine. Now we're going to have the same exact parallel Shakla Vitaria, but just a different order. Instead of asking Kasha, the first two lines, Kasha, and then proof, we're going to have proof and then Kasha. It's going to be the same exact Gemara. Ika da Amri says the Gemara Lema Messiah. Let's try to prove Rav Yudah Marav. Says, if the bird is sitting between them, the eggs are on the outside of the bird, there's no mitzvah. But if he's on, chayav l'shaleach. Chaysamo fefes. But if it's above, afilu kanafeh nogos bekan potur. But if it's flying above, even if the wings are touching, potur. Milo shaleach. My love, al gabeyan dum yudah beinehem. Shouldn't we compare above to, similar to, between? Ma beinehem delo noga alayu. Af al gabeyan delo noga alayu. Just like between them, mother bird is not touching the eggs. So too, above, v'hainu rov de ilon, and that is our case of rov de ilon, which proves chayiv. Isn't that a raya then to review the marav? Lo, agaben dum yud beinayan, my beinayan denaga behu, av agaben denaga behu, only if it's touching, av al rov de ilon pater, but rov de ilon above would be pater. So now, instead of saying mistavra, we have the opposite. Ihachi adiktani seifa haisamo fefes afilu kanaven nogos pekan patur. So instead of saying in the seifa that if it's flying above, even if it's touching, it's going to be patur. Say it even bigger, chiddush. Listeni rov de ilan vekoshkein mo fefes. Why do you say the cause of rov de ilan? Right. So in that case, Rashi says avagad de damiel ravitsa vekoshkein mo fefes. Right. Rov de ilan is similar. It's not flying around. So maybe you'd compare, even though this is above. But maybe you'd say, this case would be chayav because it's still sitting above the birds. So Gemara says, no, mofefes is trichlei, that's the chiddush. The afilu kanafeha nogos bekan, pater mil shaleach. Even if it's touching, it's pater. V'yonan tanan, b'zman shekanafeha nogos bekan, chayav l'shaleach. Isn't it against the Mishnah? Amar Rav Yehuda, kiktani masisim b'nogia min atzad. The Mishnah is only when, the brice is only when it touches min hatzad. That's the case of p'tur, but if it touches it above, then there would be a chiyuv. Period. That is the case of our Rav Yudah Marav and how it fits into our Mishnah. Okay. We continue now. Ein sham efroach v'chulu. What's the problem? Ein sham ella efroach v'chulu. The Mishnah said, even if the mother bird is only on one chick or one egg, there's still a mitzvah. Even though the Torah says efrochim o beitzim, but we don't take that so literally. Doesn't have to be efrochim o beitzim, even if one. So, amar le hahu me rabbanan l'rava. Ema ifcha, maybe we should darshan the opposite. What do you mean the opposite? We darshan from this pasuk to include one egg, include one chick, and to exclude what we discussed, we excluded yesterday. If you have eggs that will never develop into chicks, what were called baits and muzaros, or you already have chicks that are independent, that could fly away. Right? So you have a chiluk there. Right, what about if you have a bird that can walk away, that can't fly away? What if you have the Are You My Mother bird? Right, so is there Shiluch HaKan by the Are You My Mother bird? Right, so you can walk away, can't fly away. Interesting, is that called Mafrichim? I don't know. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara, Amalei Umei Rabbanan L'Rava, Ema Ifcha, why don't we darshan it the opposite way? Instead of excluding Muzaros and Mafrichos and including one, why don't we do the opposite? Ein sham ella efroach echad o beitza achas pater moshalech. Why don't we say there's only one pater to be in on efrochim o beitzim valeka? Because you take that part of the pasuk literally. It has to be plural. Ha yusham efrochim mafrichim o beitzim muzaros. But if there are birds that are flapping around, o beitzim muzaros, or eggs that are unfertilized, that will never come to becoming a chick, chayv l'shalech, shenemar kan kan mikol makom, right, chayv l'shalech, so why don't we say that, because it's kan, any type of kan. So Gemara says, imkin nichtof krav, v'im rovetzes alehem. It should have just says alehem, on them, whatever it is, my, v'im rovetzes al ha'efrochim al ha'beitzim. Why does it specify and explicate dafka the efrochim o'beitzim, la'akushi efrochim le'beitzim, o'beitzim le'efrochim, to compare the two, as we said yesterday, just like beitzim are needy for the mother, so too efrochim only if they're still needy for the mother, which is, they can't fly alone, and just like efrochim are alive, so too beitzim have to be able to become alive, which excludes musaros. So we darshan it that way. If you remember, the beitzim musaros comes up in another context as well, and that's the sugya of blood spots in eggs. That is, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, and Rav Avadya already writes in a tshuva, that though the Shulchan Aruch discusses the issue of blood spots in eggs, Me'ikra Din is a problem, because there might have been a fertilized egg that never came to fruition, and therefore there's an Isser of Dam, or maybe at least an Isser of Sheretz, even if it's not an Isser of Dam, but Sheretz Ha'of, but Rav Moshe writes in the 1950s already, that most of the eggs that we get are from areas where there are no hens. Therefore, you don't have to worry about fertilization. They're just baits and muzaros. And therefore, there's no chash. So, you should check and therefore throw it out. But Meikra Adin, even that egg is mutter. He does write, though, that in a case where it costs four cents, and it doesn't really make a dent in the pocketbook to throw out the egg, okay, yesh l'hachmer to throw out the entire egg if one finds a blood spot there. But Meikra Adin, we assume it's from something else. It's not from a potential fertilization that did not take place, right? And if that was in the 1950s, surely if you keep going further on in history and more, legalities, and the mitzias is just that there is never. That's where Rav Avadya writes in Yichavet Das that for sure, it's a chumra, and there one does not have to be worried about it. If one, says Rav Avadya though, if one is in a situation where every egg, you know, breaks the bank, so then just take out the blood spot and eat the egg. One doesn't have to be machmir in a case where it could really affect somebody financially. So Rav Avadya says one has to know what state they are in, but that is Beitzim Muzaros, Lamaisa. Let's say somebody, already put it into their mixture, right? They already put the eggs directly into the cake that they're making. And all of a sudden, they see four eggs and all the ingredients are there, and then they see a blood spot. Do you have to throw the whole thing out? The answer is no. You just take out, if you can, that area, and then one could eat the rest. Okay, that's Beitzim Muzaros, but here's Beitzim Muzaros, Lagabe Shiluach HaKan. We continue now with the next Mishnah. Sholcha v'chazra, afilu arba v'chamisha pa'amim chayiv. Let's say somebody shoos away the mother bird, and before they get to take the eggs, Mother bird comes back. She's a fighter. Shalcha v'chazra, even four or five times, chayiv, you have to send her away again. Shenemar, shalech, teshalach, ezaim, keep sending away the mother. Well, we had a similar, for a totally different reason, but a similar Mishnah back in the Perek, which discussed Kisi Hadam, right? The sixth Perek, that you might have to, once you did something, let's say Kiso HaRuach, right? And then the wind blew it off, you have to do it again. Afalpi, it was Niskase already, you have to cover it again. So here, even though you did the Maisa already, you have to do it again. Oh, good question. So the Achronim discuss I have it here from, where's the Diak? Let me just find. Who was from the Achronim discuss whether each one, did you not fulfill your mitzvah if it comes back before and then you have to send it again? Or do we say that it is one mitzvah fulfilled and then each time is a separate mitzvah? Well, the some Achronim, I'm trying to remember who it was, say that, oh, the Ber Yitzchak, says maybe this is, if you say that it is all part of one mitzvah, so maybe that's why you don't make a bracha on Shiloh HaKan. Another reason, because it's Tali V'daz Acherim. Maybe before you got to take the eggs, the birds are going to come back. Therefore, maybe that's why, as we know, every time there is a mitzvah that is in control, Tali V'daz Acherim, so then you don't make a bracha on that. Maybe that's the mitzvah of Staka, maybe that's the mitzvah of marriage, according to the Ravid. So that's why you don't make a bracha. But others, Rav Yashiv writes in Ha'aris here, he thinks, no, it's a mitzvah, you did it. He goes back and forth. But first he says, it's a mitzvah, that can't be the reason that you're not going to make a bracha, because he thinks the mitzvah is completed, and also you could do it as you shoo away the mother. You could just make sure that it's not like somebody has to agree to something. Just the bird, so shoo away, and as you shoo away, you take the eggs. So that shouldn't be a reason why what doesn't make the bracha. So Rav Yashiv says, kol shehochia shekol shiluach lachar chazara hi mitzvah chadasha. Min ha-seifa, he learns it from the next line of the Mishnah, as we will get to in a second, but then it goes back, which we'll let's read his words in a second. But first, let's continue reading the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hareini no Amar, Hareini no tell us aim and Mishalech Hazabanim. If somebody says, I'm taking the mother and I'm sending away the kids, the opposite. So you're going to end up with the same thing, separating mother and offspring, but you're doing it the opposite way. Chayiv, no. At that point, you took the mother, you still got the mitzvah of Shiluch. You got to send away the mother. There's no mitzvah just to separate. The mitzvah is shalach to shalach es ha'aim. And therefore, in this case, you'd have to send away the mother. We'll get back to that line. Shnemar shalach to shalach es ha'aim. Third line. Natal es ha'banim behechziran lekan. Let's say you took the kids and then put them back. And then, v'yakach, meaning, which happens l'maisa. If anybody has shalach ha'kan these days, right, what do? We shoo away the mother, and then we take the eggs, usually with gloves, because we're not interested in the eggs. And then we put them back so that the mother would come back, and the mother comes back. So did I just undermine the whole mitzvah? The mother comes back. If you already took the eggs, they're patur. Why? Why are you patur mila shaleach? Because Rashi says, so then the Gemara says also, you bakone it, and then it's mizuman. Right? It's not kikari anymore. As we learned, it has to be, you happened upon them. But once you picked them up, you did agba on them, it's not kikari anymore. It is mizuman. So says Rav Yashiv, so he says, who cares that in the middle, oh, it became mizuman, there's no more mitzvah, but if at the moment that you started this mitzvah, it was a situation of chiyuv, you should say that it can't become mizuman in the middle, you should say that mitzvah continues. So that's what Rav Yashiv says first. It can't be that it changed status in the middle of the mitzvah, so the fact that it changed status and it makes a difference, it must be that it's a new mitzvah. But then he says back, Havamina for the second case of the Mishnah. Oh, you're Patim L'Shalach. Of course you're Patim L'Shalach. The mitzvah was finished. What, you might have thought that there's a chiyah to do the mitzvah 100 times? You did the mitzvah once! So he says, sorry?
In that case,
he
didn't pick up the
eggs. You didn't, but the mitzvah, shalach to so if it is a, if you already did the mitzvah, what's the havamina otherwise? So you're right. So it must be, says Rav Yashiv, the other way. The pendulum swings. So he says, hakalu gemar mitzvah rishona. It must be all connected. It is one mitzvah. Umashim not al abanim vechzirin vechazru hayim aleim niftar. Why? Eyes. How can mizuban come up in the middle? The answer is, why not? You have a situation of a mitzvah. All of a sudden, the situation disappeared. What? You can never happen if you start to do a mitzvah and then the situation disappears. Rachmana litzlan. If you're going to be poda shavui and then the shavui gets freed. What? There's no mitzvah. You started to do a mitzvah and then there's no mitzvah. When you're going to be Bavakar Chola, Rachman al-Aslan, they talk about the Hatzalah case, if somebody's Bechal Shabbos, to go to drive somewhere, and Rachman al-Aslan, before he gets there, the person either gets better or expires. What, he didn't get on the way there? So the mitzvah disappeared! Mitzvah disappeared! Yish loma, shebashash lo hayo banam bakan, nisbatal shem kan mimenu. Ubofen zevadai, hachzor ashni, hi mitzvah chadasha. So again, says Rav Yasha, back and forth, in terms of whether this is one mitzvah or not. Okay, anyway, that's the...
If you change your mind...
And for sure, you shouldn't have made the bracha, so it's good. But you take the mother.
You send the mother away, and you say, I don't want the birds.
And you want to, but that's the machlokas we referred to yesterday, where there's a mitzvah, even if you don't want the birds. There still might have been the mitzvah. You want the mother, according to that Zohar that we quoted. You know, the mother starts crying, and that brings Rachmanis to the world. So then you do the mitzvah anyway, even if you don't want the eggs. So if I get changing one's mind, is there a mitzvah even if I don't want the eggs b'chad chila to shoo away the mother bird? That's the discussion of the Chavos Yoyer and the other Achronim, the Chazanish and others. Okay, we continue. Just an important machlokas, which we'll quote here because it relates to the even after you take the mother chayav l'shalech. When what is the iser of losi? We know there's a say and a losa say. So the pashas is and what Rov Rishonim say, like Rashi says a number of times on this daf, and that is you're not allowed to take the mother. Now let it take the mother. That's what the part, and that's what it means here. If you took the mother, chayiv, you're chayiv because you violated the iser. But if you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has a different shot. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, lo sase shin vav, and then bring it. The Rambam says, lo sikach im al habanim means you take everything. The iser is if you take mother and offspring. That's the iser. Lo sikach im al habanim. The mitzvah is to shoo away. If you took one, then you didn't do the mitzvah sase. Shalech to shalach ha-sa'im, but he didn't violate the Isser. The Isser, according to the Rambam, is taking both. And he translates that word, al, as im. That's how machlokas. Most we shown him against the Rambam. You gotta work out, you gotta work out how the Rambam reads a number of Gemaras on this Amud, but we will go generally with Rashi's Pshat. Okay, says the Gemara. Amalei ahu mei rabbanan l'rava v'yeima shaleach chada zimna shaleach tishalach trei zimnim. Maybe the double lush is just twice. It doesn't mean 100 times. Amalei shaleach, afilu me'apamim. No, shaleach means even 100 times. Remember the Gemara Neil Metzius about the double lashon, azov tazov. It lists off all the double lashonos, and it means afilu me'apamim. Right, that's what the double lashon always means. Afilu me'apamim. Tishalach ainli elo l'dvar reshus l'dvar mitzvah minayin. Tishalach, which means ainli, I only know if I'm taking the eggs for a dvar reshus, I have to shoo away the mother. L'dvar mitzvah minayin. How do I know that I have to shoo away the mother even if I'm taking the eggs for a mitzvah? For a mitzvah. I might have thought that you don't have to worry about shooing away the mother if you're doing for a mitzvah. Just do it quickly. Tamalomar tishalach mikol makom. That's the double lashon inclusion. We quoted a couple of months ago. I don't remember from who. But what's the havamina here? What's the havamina maskana here? You would have thought for a dvar mitzvah that you won't need the eggs, so then you don't have to do the sending away. You might have thought, one of the Bali Musa say, that when you're doing a mitzvah, the point is the result. Don't worry about the means. Don't worry about how you do it. Just get it. You're doing it for a mitzvah. So who cares? Just get it. The ends justify the means. That's the havamina. You're doing it for a mitzvah. Don't worry about the mothers shooing it away. Kamash v'la no. Even when we do a mitzvah, you got to worry about how you do the mitzvah. The means is just as important and plays a role in the ends. Shoo away the mother, even if you're taking it for a mitzvah. That's the kamash v'la. Amalei Rabbi Abba, Braid Rav Yosef Barava, L'Rav Kahana, Sir Rav Abba, the son of Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, asked Rav Kahana, Ela Metayma, the cause of Rachmana Tishalach. What? So the only reason that you have to send it away is because of the double Lashon. Halav Hachi, Hava Amina, L'Dvar Mitzvah, Lo. But without it, I would have thought that if I'm taking the eggs for a Dvar Mitzvah, maybe I'm making an Erev Tafshilin, so I need an egg. Right? Do you say it applies to a Mitzvah Drabanan? Right? So what if I need the egg for a Mitzvah? So then I would have said that you didn't have to do the mitzvah. Asei v'lo sasehu. V'ein asei d'cholo sasei v'asei. Why would have had a havamina anyway? Without this extra pasuk of Tishalach, I would have said that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan would have been nidche because of another mitzvah. Shiluach HaKan, as we just said, is an asei and a lo sasei. So why would we have said it anyway? We would have said, Ein aseh docha los aseh vaseh. So the Gemara answers no. Lo tzricha, you could come up with a case where there is no aseh and los aseh anymore. Lo tzricha de avar v'shaklo v'aim. You took the mother already. So now you have the mother in your hands. So now what? Delav avre. You already violated the law. What's left? Just the mitzvah aseh. Right? Asehu de'ika. At this stage, leisi aseh v'litchi aseh. I might have thought at that stage, so the aseh, there's no more mitzvah of sending away the mother bird, because the aseh of whatever mitzvah that you're going to try to do, let's say, for a mitzorah. That's the case that we're going to talk about. For Ephrah, you want to get a little chick to use for your taras and mitzorah. So once you took the mother bird, according to Rashi, you violated the Isra already. So there's only an aseh left. So let's say aseh docha aseh. The aseh, why should this one be bigger than the other one? We'll get to that. The Gemara will talk about that. But she said the aseh of mitzorah will be done with the aseh of shalach to shalach. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Kamash malan, shalach to shalach still applies, and you have to send the mother away. Mother away without taking the, before you take the other chicks. Tosfos here discusses the sugya that we discussed before from the Mishnah Lamelech. In cases, we're not going to go into his pratim, but he discusses the case of whenever we say, Ein aseh docha lo aseh vaseh. Let's say you do it anyway. You're not supposed to, but you use the principle of aseh docha lo aseh, even though it's aseh docha lo aseh vaseh. Do you get malchus? Is there malchus in that case? Because there's a lo aseh there. What do we say? Ein aseh docha lo aseh vaseh means the aseh knocked out the lo aseh, and all that is left is an aseh there being mevatel. So you want to get malchus. That could relate to the major sugya, which we had a dafi in shir about last year. How do you look at the sugya of aseh docha lo aseh? Do we take a hutra or a dechuya type of approach? Do we say the lo aseh is totally wiped out, negated? Or no, it's there, you're just allowed to do it. But if it exists, maybe you'd get malchus. That's Tosfos' issue here in the name of the Riva. Again, we're not going to go through his the details, but that's his issue. Period. Says the Gemara now. So what did we just say? We just said the case that we need to the pasuk to tell us, to teach us that you still have the mitzvah is a case where there's only an aseh, no more lav. You took the mother already, and now all that's left is the aseh. So 1 second, says the Gemara. Ho ni chalaman de tani kimo velo kimo. This is good according to the mandarma kimo velo kimo. Elaman de tani bitlo velo bitu. Kamadol shakhti lo abri lo lav. What does all this mean? Who remembers Maseches Makkos? Maseches Makkos is a machlokas. Whenever we have a lav shenitak laaseh, you have an aveira that you can fix with a lav. How conceptually do I look at that? Do I say, well, the aveira is the aveira. Let's say no, sir. I left over a carbon. Well, that's not a good example because a lot of l'shem ma'isa. Let's say stealing. I stole something. So is the aveira finished? I totally did the aveira already. But you have a way out of your punishment. You have a way out of malchus. That's if you do the mitzvah. That's the shita of kimo v'lo kimo. Right? Kimo, if you're mekayim, then you're not going to get the malchus because you're mekayim nisa. But if you're not mekayim it, then memelo, your aveira, you did already earlier. The aveira is totally full. And you're going to get malchus for that. That's the sugar of kimo v'lo kimo. Bitlo means no. The aveira is not fully completed until I destroy the possibility of fixing it. I'm a vatel. The possibility of fixing it. That's the machlokas. How do you look at it? Lavanita glasei. So again, ha nicha, this whole approach would work. That is only an aseh left. And the lav is not yet lamanda tani kimo v'lo kimo. Because there, according to that approach, the isser is finished. So what did the Gemara suggest? You only have an aseh left. That's true according to the mandar of kimo v'lo kimo. There's the los aseh is gone. You have a way to uproot what you did, but what you did already is finished. There's no more lo sase left to complete. That's the manda amar of kimo velo kimo. Ela la manda tani bitlo velo bitlo. But according to the manda amar of the lo sase is not completed really until you mevatel the possibility of the mitzvah. So kama del shachta, until you shech this mother and destroy the possibility of sending her away, lo avi lalav. The lav hasn't been violated. So therefore what? You still have a lav in front of you. So again, what do you need the pasuk for? You have an ase and a lo sase here. That's the Gemara's question. The Aruch Laner, the big sugi is in Makkos. In Makkos Tesvav, as you see on the side. Rashi here has a little different definition of these two Manta Amars than he has there. Gotta try to work out the differences. The Aruch Laner there in Makkos discusses, what if the mitzvah gets ruined by itself? You aren't mevatel it. So is that also, are you going to get malchus according to the mandam or a bitlo velo bitlo? That's a question. Because you didn't do it. So if it's part of the Avera, so does that mean you have to be mevatel it? Okay. Either way, so Gemara says, we have a problem because you still have an asay and a los asay left. Visu, and also, what about according to the Tana in the next Mishnah? According to Rabbi Yehuda, shiloh hakan is not a lavanita glasay. Shalech to shalach asay means first. You have to send away the mother. If you already took the mother, boom, you blew it. It's not a lavanita glasay. Afilo asay nami lecha. So you don't even have an asay left if you already took the mother. So mimanafshach, either you still have a los asay, or you don't even have an asay. So what's the Gemara's suggestion that you need the extra word to shalach to teach me that even if you're taking the eggs for a mitzvah, you still have to do send away the mother. So send away the mother. What do you mean? Ein asei docha los asei vasei. Or here, you don't even have any asei left. So what's the case that we need the pasuk for? So Ella Amar Mar Barav Ashi Kigon Shenotla Amanas L'Shaleach. Ooh, you picked up the mother. Maybe it's Donnie, your case. You picked up the mother. You had in mind to send her away. So the lav leka, there is no lav in that case. You didn't violate loticha ha'emala, right? Because you when you picked it up, you had it in mind. Aseihu de'ika, you just didn't do the asei of sending her away. V'leisi asei, v'litchi asei, and that's the havamina. So we want the asei of, let's say, taras mitzora to be doche the los asei of shiloh hakan. The Gemara does not ask. The Rishonim might deal with it here. It's still not at the exact. Is it at the exact same time? The asay and the los asay, the asay of taras mitzora, lachora, you didn't do it yet. Lachora is later. Lachora, you're violating this one before the other, but it's not worried about that in this case. Either way, but that's the havamina. So now the Gemara says, so my ome, the hayase, me hayase. Asay docha los asay, we know that principle. But why would you say asay docha asay? We also have the principle of osik b'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah, once you're involved in a mitzvah. But if you have two mitzvahs in front of you, why would I have had a havamina to do taras and mitzora before shiloh hakan that I need the pasuk to tell me you have to do shiloh hakan? What would be the difference? Why would I have thought otherwise? So the Gemara says, Salkadai tachov amar mar gadol shalom shemedish leishto shari amar taras shemosh lagadish baruch hu yadavik dushi machal amayim. Great is shalom, a husband and a wife. Right, taras and mitzora. What's taras and mitzora? That is, as we'll see in a second, that's bringing a husband and wife back together. As we know, a sota, it is a sota. Hashem says, let my name be erased to keep the shalom. Last week's parsha, the beginning of the first aliyah, what does Rashi say? Hashem lied to Abraham, right? Vadoni zakein, vani zakanti, right? To keep the peace. So we do anything for shalom bayis. So here too, a mitzvah is aser b'tashma shamita. So we want this woman to be able to come back to her husband. V'hai mitzora, kibon dekama delometayer, aser b'tash v'shamita, dechse v'yeshe michutz v'alo shivas yamim, alo zuishto, mikasha aser b'tash v'shamita. So that's why we would have said mitzora should win out. Ma'o detema kibon aser b'tash v'shamita, leisi yasei didei, v'litchi yasei deshiloh hakan, kamash malan. That's why there's a chiddush kamash malan that we don't say that, and we say that the asei of shiloh hakan wins out. Wednesday, Kamash Balan. Good. There's an amazing, I saw quoted, but I think it was the Yeshua Mashiach Malach quoted it, but he looked it up inside. Rav Sorotzkin. Sorotzkin says, in Parshas Chana, we've got to remember this for the Parshas here next year. Rav Sorotzkin says, right, we know Ohel is Isha, right? Beis Zuishto, and here it says, Ohelo Zuishto. When Moshe Rabbeinu asered Bnei Yisrael from being with their wives before Har Sinai, what does he say? What's the Pasuk? Atikshu Elisha, don't go close to your wife. 3 days, the makar for Palad and Sheikh Mazara. Okay, what's the pasuk that matters it in Vaschanan? Moshe Rabbeinu says afterwards, Shuvu lechem lo'alechem. Go back to your tents, which the makar for Gershon's guy called Shinola Dami, he says the Meshachachla, but it says Shuvu lechem lo'alechem. Why, when it's giving the Isser, Moshe says it beferish, Atikshu Elisha, but when it's giving the Eter, it says Shuvu lechem lo'alechem. To your tent, and your tent is your wife. When you're telling somebody that something's usur, you got to be very clear. People don't have their antennas up to listen to isurim. So you want people to know that something's usur, you got to go, right, barach el bitchak tana. You got to be exact, this is usur. Heterim people are going to figure out, even if you don't say it beferish. Right, shuvalachem aleichem. Right, you can be merames to a heter. And it'll be okay. Why? He says, sheb.
Right,
Umikan shamochiach b'sha'ar al inyani nida lo yachush l'divrei ha'omrim shein darshim b'zeh barabim ela b'remez. If you're giving a taras mishpacha shir, what, you're only going to talk in remez? No! Moshe Rabbeinu Amar b'shem Hashem l'kol Yisrael tikshu alisha for those tapek b'ramazim. You know, when it comes to Isurim, you got to be clear. When it comes to Aterim, you can be a little more laid back and a little more ramazim. Wow. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Hanot aleim al habanim. Let's say you took the mother al habanim. Let's go with Rashi Pshat. You took the mother. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo kavinu mishalach. Rabbi Yehuda says that you get Malkus. This is not a lava nidik lase. As we'll see, you get Malkus. You did an Aveira. V'chachamim omrim mishalach ve'eino loke. The Chachamim say, no, you send the mother away, eino loke. Lava nidik lase. Zachlal. Kol mitzvah losa sheish pakum ase. Eino loke nalav. Whenever you have a losa say, that is a nidik lase, you don't get Malkus. I forgot to mention also earlier, I just wanted to review, right, it says that to bring Shalom in Ishla Ishto, and that is why the Noda Behuda writes in a tshuva that out of all areas in Halacha, where generally the Posek is objective totally, we don't know what the answer is going to be when it comes to Taras Mishpacha, Hilchas Nida, the Posek is weighted and tries to find a Heter. Even though, objective, obviously, based on the Halacha and based on Mesorah, but that's the goal. And where does he get this from? The Gemara Brachas Dav Dalet. What does David HaMelech say? And Hashem loves him for it. All the other kings sleep all day. And what am I doing? Yadai molachlachos b'shvir v'shilya? Kidei l'tahir isha l'abayla. That's the language of the Gemara. It doesn't say kidei to figure out if she's tamei or tahir. The language is kidei l'tahir isha l'abayla. The Noda of Yehuda and others write that that's what we try. Out of any area in Halacha, we try to be mekel when it comes to that area. And opposing will go bend over backwards to try to figure out to try to get a heter. Okay. Okay, Lavani Deglase. Boy, Rav Abba Bar Marmol. What is the real reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Time of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishub Desar, Lavani Deglase, Lokan Alav? Does Rabbi Yehuda say that, no, it is a Lavani Deglase? But you get Malkus. He argues on the principle of Ein Lokan Alav. Oh, Dilma, or no. The Alma Sar, Lavani Deglase, Ein Lokan Alav. He says, you don't get Malkus. Falchaino Time, Mishub Desar, Shaleach, Meikar Mashra. Or he says, this isn't the Lavani Deglase. Shaleach is before, send away. Oh, you didn't? So you messed up. But it is not meant as after you did the Isser. Remember this Dechemed I would like to quote in Chelek Gimel, page 301. And this Dechemed, why isn't every Aveira a Lavanita Glase of Tshuva? Every mitzvah should be a Lavanita Glase. So you could say it's not Lavanita Glase is not meant to be connected to be general mitzvahs, but the Lundus answer is that the whole Svar by Lavanita Glase is Pater because it's not Dumi Delav Tachasima. Because in Parsha Kiseitse, Lo Saksom Shor B'disho is right next to the Makar for our Bar Yekhen Elo Yosef. So we learn that from there. It has to be Dumya Delav Tachasima, similar to the Lav of Muzzling. But once you say that every Lav has to be, is Nitak to Tshuva, then even the Lav of Chasim, the Lav of Chasim is Dumya to, has the Mitzvah of Tshuva, and you still get Malkus for that. Anyways, then there wouldn't be a Ptur of Lav Anitak Lasei. Okay, remember that, page 301. Tashma, four lines for the bottom. So let's try to prove what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Ganav and Gazlan, Yeshna Mechal Malkus. Did Rabbi Yehuda hold that Ganav and Gazlan get Malkus? V'yahacha, delav shidi deglasehu, drachman amalo sigzol, veishav ezakzela. So that's a lav and deglase. Shma mino, time of Rabbi Yehuda, mishud deklasav alav shidi deglase, lo karalav. It must be that he says, Lavani does say you get Malkus for, because he says you get Malkus for Gezel. So I'm Leather of Zera, no. Lavamina Lachu, didn't I tell you before? Kol Masnisa Delotanya Bey, Rabbi Chiyo Bey Raboshia, Misha Beshtahi. Didn't I tell you that any unauthoritative Brisa is probably mistaken? Velo Tosvu Mine Bey Medrash. Don't ask Kashas from that in the base Medrash. Right? What you just asked me is a mistake. Dilma, Eina Bechla Malkus Abram Tanya. No. They're. Rabbi, you have, it's a, it should be an Ena in there. You think he holds, you get Malkus, you don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus, therefore he holds, you don't get Malkus, meaning it's an unauthoritative, mistaken Brisa, and therefore, don't ask me cautious from it. If you look here, the Shram Siyana Balacha, he quotes many sources in Shas, where we have examples of unauthoritative Toseftas and Brises, which one cannot ask kashas from. See the top Rashi, Sidru, Rebchiv, Roshia, Sidru, as a Brises, Vidiktiku, Betivivre, Kol Chacham. They were medactic. They checked it out before, Lomar, Kamosha Amar. Aval Yish Tanam Harbe, Shemosifin al Mishnasam, Bididami. Some say, oh, Mistami, he would say it here. So some later Tanam made a mistake. They thought Rabbi Yehuda holds, Lav Shedu Lase, Lokan Alav. And that's where they applied it to Geneva, even though it's not true. It could be a special din by Shiloh HaKan. Good. Tashma, I'll try again. Tatani Raboshi Vemichia, Lo Tashuv Vishav. What happens if somebody, Lo Tashuv, that's the pasuk by Shichacha. Somebody Vishav, but somebody goes back and takes their Shichacha that they forgot in the field. Lo Tzechale, don't cut off the Peya. Vakala, and what if somebody didn't leave Peya? So in these matnas aniyim, what happens if somebody does it? Yesh na mechal malchus arbam div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you get malchus in those cases. You can just leave it now. Shma mina tami Rabbi Yehuda mishum deksav alav shi deglasei lo kanalav. Isn't this the reason these should be nitaglaseis? And yet he says you get malchus. So doesn't this prove our shita? No. Dilma hasamayinutan deksav atazo meikar mashma. Again, maybe he says those are not lava nitaglaseis. Not that he says Nita Glase is going to get Malkus. So maybe those are similar to Shiloh HaKan. Weiter. Omli Ravina Ravashi, Tashma, try again. Loso Siru Mimenu Boker V'chulu Bo'eshes Rofu. The Isser of Nosar and the Assay of Burning It. Bo'akas of Litin Aseyaka Losasei. Lo Melachashin Lokin Alav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds there, you don't get Malkus. Shma Mina. Time of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishan the Kasavar, Shalech Mikar, Mashma Shma Mina. The reason you're going to get Malkus here is because it's not a Nita Glase. But really, if it was a Nita Glase, he would agree that you don't get Malkus. Okay, that is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Le Maskana. Amalei Ravidi, Lerav Ashi, Masis and Ami Deka. It also sounds that way for the Mishnah, Diktani. Because the Mishnah says, Anotel Eimal Abanim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loke, Ve'eno Mishaleach. He says, if you want, you're gonna get Malkus. There's no point in sending. And if he says that it's lav and idra say, loke umishaleach mi boile, why would we say eino mishaleach? If mishaleach, it is a lav and idra say, you're just gonna get Malkus, he should still say that you should send afterwards. There's still a possibility for the mitzvah. So, it must be that there is no mitzvah. That's why mishaleach mi ikara mashma. That's what the, that's what the understanding must be. So Gemara says that's not a raya. Maybe the Mishnah is just emphasizing that even if you would send it, he wouldn't be putter for the Malkus. So there's no raya from the language of the Mishnah. But either way, we assume that that's what he holds. Lav, he holds that this is not a case of lav hanitak laase. Period. Vayter ad kama mishalcha. How far do you have to send it? What does that mean? Rashi says, im natzla. Im natzla. If you took it already, how much do you have to say it? Ask the Rishash, ask the other Achronim. Why doesn't Rashi say the Pashup Shot? A regular case, how far do you have to send it? How far do you have to send it? So the Chidit, why did he say Kipshuto? So the Achronim suggests, the Rishash points out this problem, but the Achronim suggests that maybe the Havamina is that if you violated and now you're sending it to fix the lav, maybe you have to send it even farther than what we're going to suggest. To take it originally, you have to send it a certain amount. But now, maybe you have to send it so far that you won't be able to pick it up again. That's the Havamina. So the Chiddush of Rashi is, even if you violated, this is the shear. So, Ad Kama Mishalcha, how far? Amar of Yehuda, Kadesh Tezi B'dachas Yado. So it goes out of your hand. You don't have to send it far, a little bit. And Rashi says, if you want to get it again, you can get it again afterwards. But you have to just take it, send it out a little bit. Bameh Mishalcha, with what do you send it? 2 days in Rashi, what does that mean? Number one, with what do you send it? Which part of the body should you hold onto of the mother when you send it? Which part of the body, if you can? Which you can usually just shoo it, we assume. But here it talks about which part of the body do you, I guess, focus on when you try to push the mother away. The other day of Rashi is, which part of the body has to be intact when you send it away? Its wings or its legs? Because a bird could go in two ways. It could fly away or it could walk away. So which part of the body is important in terms of the mitzvah still being intact? So, Rav Huna Amar Baragleha, Rav Huna says it's legs, Rav Yehuda Amar Ba'agafer, it's wings. Rav Huna Amar Baragleha, Dechsev Mishalchei Regel HaShavachamar. You send away Regel HaShavachamar. You see the Regel by the word Shiluach. Rav Yehuda Amar Ba'agafer, with his wings. Why? Taha kanfein inhu. Because that's how it mainly moves. Its wings. See on the side? Ba'angfe regel taha kanfein inhu. Because those are really how it moves. Okay, 2 days.
What's the optimal way to send the bird away?
What's the optimal way? We'll have to see the Shulchan Aruch. But the optimal way seems to be, according to this, that you have to grab the mother and then send it away?
I mean, Mishnah sound like that's not such a good idea, because that's like no-till the
aim. Right, not no-till aim. It sounds like, I guess, maybe pushing it away with the, with its, we'll look at the Shulchan Aruch tomorrow, but we'll read some of the Shulchan Aruch, because we're not having a shiur about it tonight, but tomorrow, we'll maybe read some of the Shulchan Aruch. But here it sounds like with its, either with its legs or its wings. Right, see Rashi's Shechem Shat? Rashi Perp Shat. Rashi says, B'mem Mishalcha, Yochzena Baragla V'yishalchena. Rashi says, it sounds like you grab it. You grab it and then you send it away. You grab it al-manas, that you're sending it away. Well, look, most of the, could be a lot of time that you try to shoo it without touching it. It's not going to move. So you have to pick it up and then send it, which gets really a little hardcore a little bit to try to do that. But that's, especially if you don't want the eggs. But that's the, but that sounds like the case. What happens if I chopped off the wings and then I sent it away? Right? V'yachakav, so that's the case. So that admits, so V'yachakav, and then you grabbed it. And then you grabbed it back. Nagni of Yehuda. Yehuda gave it to the guy Malchus. There was a guy who did this. He chopped off the wings. And Yehuda gave it to the guy Malchus. Why? Because Yehuda's sheet is that it's only a mitzvah with the wings. This guy didn't do the mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah. Then he grabbed it. So Amalei, Zil Rabbi Lagati Vishalcha. He says to him, let it grow its wings back and then send it away. Wow. Kiman. So the Gemara says, one second. Who is he holding like it of the Tanoim? We're talking about Rav Yehuda the Amora. But who amongst the Tanoim says that there's still a mitzvah? Ik Rav Yehuda, if it's like Rav Yehuda, lo kevin mishalech. Rav Yehuda, you finished. There's no more mitzvah. So what do you mean, let it grow wings back and let it send it out? Vikarabanan mishalech lein aloket. And the Rabbanan say, you don't get Malchus. So Mimanavshach, why did Rav Yehuda give the guy Malchus? Liolam karabanan, umalchus mardus midrabanan. Really, it's like the Rabbanan. You just gave him Malchus mardus. See, the Gilead Nashasi, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, look in the Mishnah of Malach and Elchaz Avadim. The Mishnah of Malach says there, you don't give Malchus for Matan Schar B'tzita. Right, for a mitzvah we had earlier, I think it was Kufyud, right, the Rashi, you don't give Malchus for, with a reward is written in the Torah. The Mishnah of Malach there is about Hashavas Ha'avot. Right, but here, so says the, he's relating to it, obviously, to, why do you whip him here? Is there Malchus Mardus for Matan Schar B'tzita, just not Malchus Daraisa? So that's the question. A little bit more. So he gave in front of Rava, Amalei Tima Mahu. Tima is a certain type of kosher bird. Is there a mitzvah by a Tima? Amar. Lo yada gavra doftar, chayav l'shaluche. You don't know, it's a kosher bird. So what's the question? So Amalei, Dilma chada biasa hu deramya. Maybe he was really asking if there's only one. Maybe that was his question. So Amalei, Hayadi l'cha, that I also know. Masizani, the Mishnah says, Ein sham el afroch echad, o beitza achas, chayv l'shaleach. Right, so you have to send it away if there's only one. So what happened? Shalcha. So fine, he sent it away. The Rebbe answered his question, so he did the mitzvah. V'ahad el arava prastaki v'tafsa. And then the Rebbe, who gave the psak that sent it away, he went and trapped the bird. He went and set up traps and trapped the bird. That's what he did, right? Some said the Achronim say that he wanted a. It's like whenever you have mitzvah done with one thing, you want to do a mitzvah with it again, right? The lulav, you want to burn with the chametz. So here there was a mitzvah done with this bird, so he wanted to get it. V'leichas l'chshada. Is he worried for chshad? The people are going to think, he said there's a mitzvah here because he wanted the bird. Kila achar yad. Period. He set the traps far away. The traps far away, so you know nobody would be. It was like someone indirect, so he didn't want people to. He didn't want people to know. You know what? We're going to stop here. Hashem, we will continue by Hashem tomorrow with the last section of Maseches Chulin. We got some Agadata at the end, and we'll see Shluchei Mitzvah and Nizokin comes up. Hashem, that'll be tomorrow. Again, tonight, 9:30, Shir, review and summary of the Matanos, Min Yisrael Chaim Akeva, Manas Kahuna, and Reishis Agez. And Hashem, we will then continue, finish up Hashem tomorrow.